Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Hi.
Hi, Marnie. And joining us today by phone is the Crow Wing County Administrator and Board Chair of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Tim Houle. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Today we're going to talk about some of the wonderful challenges that you face as a rural Minnesota county administrator.
You know, I think some of the things that folks may not entirely take into account if you're living in the urban area is some of the distance issues that rural Minnesota faces. Mm-hmm. And so it gets to be a real challenge, especially for rural communities, to deal with things like, what about aging infrastructure as it relates to transportation? Because while the traffic counts may not be as high, it is just as important for goods and services to get to market, and that market is oftentimes in the urban area or for the urban audience. So, for instance, the Center for Rural Policy did a great piece on transportation challenges and the challenges associated with maintaining the infrastructure that we have and the state of that infrastructure and how the gas tax is becoming a less and less reliable source of funding for the maintenance of that infrastructure. And so that's really going to be a challenge for policymakers as we move forward through time. Or another one is the piece that the Center for Rural Policy and Development did on aging infrastructure for sewer and water systems. And as some of the towns in rural Minnesota have lost population over the course of time, you start to take the cost of maintaining those systems and dividing it over fewer people. And at some point, the economics of that can get to be very, very challenging. So, you know, in particular for local units of government, I think they face a lot of challenges that are unique to greater Minnesota that might not be the same as in the urban area.
Indeed. And, you know, you talk about the gas tax issue. We've had conversations about that before on this program. And one of the things that's challenging, of course, is it's difficult to make a new tax.
It absolutely is. And I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to understand the reluctance of policymakers to raise taxes of any sort. I think there is a general sense of, among the population, and certainly in greater Minnesota, that the tax rates are high enough. And so how can we find ways to be creative in the delivery of our services as much as we can? It's fair to ask questions about, okay, what's happening with the gas tax? Well, a couple of things that the report highlighted. One is that the gas tax isn't necessarily indexed to inflation. And so as the cost of building roads continues to increase, if the gas tax rate doesn't increase at some equal rate, well, you're going to fall behind because of that. The second dynamic that's going on with the gas tax that the report highlighted was that cars have greater miles per gallon today than they did 10 years ago. If 1 gallon of gas can get you over more miles of road, then you see that you have a declining resource base to fund the cost of improving those miles of road. Those two dynamics have sort of crashed together to create an issue with the gas tax that there's no easy solutions to. But we all need good transportation and good roads. So how are we going to figure this out together?
Absolutely. Tim, I want to thank you for joining us today on the program, and best wishes to you and all your neighbors up there in Crow Wing County.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tim Houle, the Crow Wing County Administrator. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.